Joining me live over the phone today is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with our monthly update on what's happening in South Lincoln County. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for joining us again today.
Good morning. Great to be here. It's nice and starting to get a little snowy here in Kemmer, but we need the moisture and we're happy about it. So,
got to get that snowpack, right? Absolutely. Well, Brian, let's jump right into what's happening in Kemmer and South Lincoln County, and another big meeting tonight with another industry that's coming into the area.
Yes, this is a company called Glenrock and Kanata. It's a company that their business model actually is to turn coal into syngas, syngas into hydrogen, then hydrogen into ammonia and export the ammonia. Ammonia, the price of ammonia has gone up dramatically in the industry, so this is an interesting way to capitalize on coal. I think they're actually planning on, and hope if they can get this thing going, 1.5 million tons a year of coal for 30 years. We'll need to move that road so that they can do that at the mine. And they have been talking to Kemmer Operations, the mine, about things. And I think it's going to be about I think it was $2.7 billion project if they can get it off the ground. And what they need is two-thirds of that money comes from the Q45 carbon tax credits, and that the third of it they got to raise privately, the funding part. So the funding part is going to be what they're working on, and so that we're hoping to get some updates on the answers to those kinds of questions tonight. They have a great business model. We've talked to them over the last 3 years with our Kemmer Area Diversification Committee and others, and we're hoping that we can make this work. And of course, the good side of this is if it does work, we can once those we start losing some of that coal from the coal-fired power plant, then this can help to replace that lost tonnage. So,
yeah,
and jobs, of course. The bottom line: keep the jobs, keep the coal jobs.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What we need to try to do so.
And it sounds like if everything goes well, the timeline is actually pretty close on that. Correct, as far as the retirement of Naughton and when this may get off the ground.
Yes, I think we're going to be cautiously optimistic on that. You know, it's hard to predict time frames with these things. It would be a good interim way to solve that problem with losing those jobs. So,
Brian, you mentioned the moving the road. I know that was a project that had been discussed quite a bit, kind of pre-COVID as an option, and we haven't heard much about it since. I know Senator Dockstetter really did a lot of work with that with YDOT. So is that still something that's on the table then? Is that still something that could potentially happen?
Yes, it is. There's $15 million still in the government funds. The Kemmer Operations mine needs to come up with a match on that and for that to be done. And, of course, you may have heard that even without this, things are picking up in the coal industry right now. So there's coal exports is another opportunity. So it's not just this project that's driving the coal. So.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air with us tonight. So, again, that meeting tonight, that public meeting with this another coal-based company looking at South Lincoln County, that begins with just kind of a meet-and-greet type style, correct, at 5, and then goes into the formal presentation at 6?
Yes, and then after that, questions and answers. And, we're excited to hear from them. I know that they have been working on this for quite some time, and we really want to make sure that the public has all of their questions answered. And just like with the TerraPower meeting that we had about a month ago. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air today. Brian, what else is happening in South Lincoln County you wanted to mention today?
Well, in our downtown, things are moving along. We actually, our fossil fuel coffee company, the owners of that, they, Brian and Elizabeth Trust, they actually purchased what we call our Wilcox building, which is right next door to their coffee shop in the downtown. And they, this is a building that has been neglected for some time. And they are going to be investing in it. They've already started working on it, and they're going to turn it into some office space, as well as some retail, possibly in the front. I know they have to put a bakery into their fossil fuel coffee company. I'm not sure if the bakery is going to be in the back of that or in the front of this, but things are picking up. Some of the office space is already spoken for a couple of attorneys. So that's moving along. We've actually got on the docket for our next city council meeting on November the 14th is coming Monday. There is a couple of lots that we are close to closing in on with a company called Rainfire LLC. And they're hoping to turn those two lots. The one is right actually in between the second Golden Rule store and Grumpy's. They're going to turn that into office space and a brew pub is what they're hoping for. And on the top is going to be apartments for people to live in. And then on the Old Kemmer Hotel property, the same company would like to turn that to create a building that kind of looks like the Old Kemmer Hotel, but also perhaps could have a bank, a commercial bank. It's not commercial, community bank. Is what they're looking at there, and also some apartments again on the top and some office space. And so we're hoping to get going on our downtown. It's already moving along. It'll probably take a few years if all goes well to get it to finish state and construction, 2 or 3 years. But we're excited for the prospects and glad that people are investing in our community. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the fact that there are prospects, I mean, you go back 2-3 years, and I mean, what a turn of events. So.
Yes, for sure.
Brian, pretty
exciting.
Brian, appreciate your time as always. Anything we missed that you wanted to touch on this morning?
Oh, no, I think we're just trying to prepare for winter here and make sure we got all of our snow. We got 4 snow plows now that can do a good job on in getting some new people trained and just trying to, you know, keep our, this is when the event center starts picking up a little bit more in the winter too. And our junior jazz has been going strong and our rec center. So things are moving along, even though it's starting to get cold. We're going to stay warm by keeping busy, I guess.
Perfect. That's what we do here, yes. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.